Your home for everything Arizona Cardinals. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday with Doug and Wolf. Presented by Sanderson Ford.
Play-by-play voice of the Arizona Cardinals, Dave Pasch, has just called into the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Dave, I know what it's like when you do a broadcast and you feel like you don't get to talk. So I just want to give it to you, my friend, and say, here, open phone line, vent. What's on your mind about your 2020 Arizona Cardinals?
Oh, I probably talked way too much yesterday. I was pretty fired up. Wolf can attest.
Yes. So
I think I got it all out there yesterday. Look, I've listened to you guys for the last half hour. There really isn't much that I can add or certainly disagree with. I just don't know that I've ever seen a team that looks unstoppable offensively for an extended period of time, and then for an extended period of time looks like it's easily stoppable. So I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it's executing what you do or if it's changing what you do or a combination of both. But I just wonder, what is the offensive identity of the team? It looked to me that at the start of the second half, the idea was get it out of Kyler's hand quickly and get it to D-Hop, which tells me that he wasn't doing either in the first half. And it just seemed that way, right? It seemed that way for a while that Kyler doesn't look sure of what he's seeing, not seeing the field, holding the ball a little bit too long. But this isn't new for a young quarterback. And I don't know if Wolf talked about this on the air today, Doug, but he and I were talking about this off the air yesterday. Russell Wilson went through something very similar early in his career in Seattle, where teams figured out how to defend him and how to defend that offense. And it came down to really him, not the offense. And with the offense change, it came down basically to, with the quarterback, how would he get his mind right? Would he have the right attitude, the right focus in preparation, and then pre-snap, during the play, after the play, body language, relationship with teammates, all those things that Russell had to go through as a young quarterback, and all young quarterbacks do. And hopefully you come out on the other side better for it. Russell Wilson did. It looks like Baker Mayfield has, and hopefully Kyler will as well. Hopefully this is a hiccup and not the future.
Yeah, you know, honestly, David, it's the conversation we were having yesterday indeed, and I don't know if he's just not seeing the field. I don't know if he's not locking onto multiple reads as opposed to locking on to one receiver. I don't know if the receivers are busting assignments. I don't know what it is right now, but I do know this. It's a big problem. It's a bigger problem than not making the playoffs. Because to me right now, are you going to imagine this, David? If in fact, offensively, they played this way over the remaining four games that we've seen them play in November and now into the first week of December. Think about this. If you saw them play that way and finish the season that way, where would your biggest concern be? The fact that you missed the playoffs or the fact that your offense is broke and you're going into the offseason?
I think it's magnified, too, when defensively they didn't have a great game yesterday. And as I think I've said this probably ad nauseum, they had been hanging on by a thread for a while, guys. With all the injuries, you know, I felt that, you know, Vance Joseph had done an excellent job keeping this thing together, having to change things every single week based on personnel. And there are a lot of coaches that have had to do that this year because of COVID. But coming into yesterday, the Cardinals, only the Jaguars had started more players on defense than Arizona. And, I mean, you've just been decimated on that D-line. You've lost an elite pass rusher, one of the best defensive players in football, and you've been able to keep the team in games until yesterday. And so it is more than just the offense. The defense struggled yesterday, and I felt like they've come back to earth here the last month or so. But I'm with you, Wolf, and are the coaches in there right now worried about postseason football? No, they're worried about getting this thing fixed for a giant team that just beat Seattle. So, and I don't know, in a day and age where you can't meet like you normally would, you know, can you fix this quickly? I felt like last year, guys, at this time of year, the offense was humming. You saw progress. You saw adaptation. And it feels like there's a regress in the offense now. And I go back to, again, is it because you're not executing what you believe is your identity as an offensive football team? Or do you need to change what your identity as an offensive football team is?
I wonder, I think a question based on what you just said is simply, and if you just tuned in, play-by-play voice of the Cardinals, Dave Pasch joining Doug and Wolf, and that is, what is the identity of the Cardinals offense? I mean, before we are feeling good about, okay, you know, I don't know what they establish. What is their identity, Dave? Do you know?
Well, look, I think it's, you know, last year it was strange because, you know, they tried a lot of what we saw Texas Tech do in college, and then we saw a paradigm shift, and I give Cliff great credit for his adjustments. This year it seems like a lot of what we saw in the first half of last year. That just me, mm-hmm. watching it with a blind eye, not studying the tape like Wolf does, not sitting there for hours like the coaches do. So I'm just telling you from essentially a fan standpoint of what I'm seeing on game day, and it looks very similar to what we saw early in the year. Now, it seems like I don't see a lot of the wide receiver screens anymore, so it seems like that's out of there, and that wasn't working early this year. So it's not like there aren't adjustments. But I also wonder, too, guys, and no one's going to come out and say this, but, you know, how much of this is Kyler lacking confidence, struggling a little bit with what he's seeing? I mean, if he's seeing the field and getting rid of the ball quickly, the results are different. And maybe he's frustrated with the fact that teams are taking away the perimeter run game. I mentioned this before the game. You'd mm-hmm. love to see them get Kyler out on the perimeter. You'd love to see him either move the pocket or the bootleg game. But the bootleg has to come off of, I think Wolf probably addressed this on the air today, right? Your zone runs to the outside. You know, that's just watching the Rams yesterday. I mean, how many bootlegs did you see from Jared Goff? 30?
Oh,
25?
Don't.
But that's not your offense. Or can it be part of your offense? I'm kind of at a loss. It's just one of those things, guys, where you're just waiting for it to click again. Yeah. And I hope it does, because there's still a lot of talent on that offense.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, David. Right here, I can also say that Larry Fitzgerald, how much do you think they missed Larry Fitzgerald?
Well, I think they missed the leadership, no question. Fitz is a presence. So when you don't have that, I mean, when's the last time you missed two games in a row?
Yeah.
I don't know. So you're lacking that. You know, Fitz still can be productive. And we've seen it before with Larry. When you need a big play, when you need someone to defy his age, Larry's done it before. So, you know, maybe the last two games there was a point where it was, you know, get it to Larry. And it seems to fire up the team like it's done in the past. You run something for Larry. And sure, I think it helps, but I don't know that it solves everything, because your problems seem to go far beyond just one guy.
Yeah.
All right. Who are the four best teams in college football?
The four best teams in college football right now, no question, Clemson. They lost at Notre Dame without Trevor Lawrence, who to me is the next Andrew Luck. Notre Dame, Alabama, and Ohio State. I know Ohio State hasn't played as many games as other teams, but those are the four best teams, and I don't think it's really close after that.
Going to be very interesting on what happens if Clemson destroys Notre Dame, something like that, later on in the year. Good to talk to you, Dave. Thanks for opening up all of your heartstrings to the Arizona Cardinals.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
You too. There's Dave Pasch.